Many of these children are less than a 30-minute drive away from their homes in Syria. But here in the school playground, they're a world away from the fear and violence they cross the border to escape.
So downstairs here we have the classrooms. Here is a little stage, but also used as a room of silence.
Friedrich Bockelm, the Lebanon director for the NGO Relief and Reconciliation for Syria, shows me around the facilities. They've been running this school for refugees in northern Lebanon's border region since 2013.
Here, Akkar has already before the conflict been the poorest region of Lebanon, and now it is welcoming the highest number of refugees per capita. So we have about 200,000 Lebanese living here and about 150,000 Syrian refugees. Now we have more than 420 students enrolled, and some manage now to subscribe to second shift official schools. The second shift is one crisis response by the United Nations and the Lebanese government, but their school year only started now in February. So you have only 3 hours in the afternoon, so it's half the time already, and then only half the school year.
Integration is a constant challenge, as many of these children have missed years of education. Yusuf, from the Syrian city of Homs, is one of the volunteer teachers trying to get the kids up to scratch. But he also recognises their need to process what they've been through.
We need to take these children away from the atmosphere of war, as they are our future and our bridge to peace. We aren't able to make them forget, but we can make them aware of the life that lies ahead of them, so that if your father has died, you remember the happy times from when he was alive, rather than the moment he died.
We had some specialised art workshops. And these were a bit under psychological guidance as well. Most children were drawing scenes of war. So tanks, bodies ripped apart, and then, oh, that's my sister. And it's very heavy. And it let them project into the future and draw something, some positive dreams.
What do you want to be when you grow up? Lawyer? Doctor?
Tabib.
Surgeon?
Baba. Wa al-muallim.
When we talk about education in emergencies, many people don't associate the two. For them, emergency is just a food basket and a shelter, but education is as much an emergency because these are very, very decisive years for an entire generation. And if you don't reply to it, you are going down the road of traumatization, radicalization of everything you want. And the difficulty in education, of course, is that you need continuity. And that costs.
But 4 years on, the funds are drying up. Schools like these are struggling to meet the ever-increasing demand and to prevent Syria's refugee children becoming a lost generation. Harry Darkins for RFI in Lebanon.